Hello there, and welcome to this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Mabel Vasquez, sitting in for Rach Gámez. Here, I would like to share with you some news about the world of tourism to and originating from Cuba. Here are some of the headlines that we will be talking about today. Cuba is among the top 25 favorite tourist destinations in the world. Cuba raises record amount from cigar humidor auction. And President Díaz-Canel attends the annual review of the Ministry of Tourism. Stay with us. Cuba was placed among the top 25 most popular destinations in the world, according to the Traveler's Choice TripAdvisor, the biggest international travel website. The award, based on the opinions and ratings of millions of members, positioned the Caribbean nation in the 19th place among the favorite tourist places, taking into account appreciation of the agreeable culture of the country, safety, and magnificent beaches. Paradise Beach of Cayo Largo del Sur and Varadero, among the best in the world, placing them in the second and ninth positions respectively. The annual award reflects excellence in terms of service, quality of the product, and customer satisfaction, including hotels and accommodation as well as attractions. The 22nd International Habanos Festival in Havana, Cuba, raised a record of $4.7 million from its traditional auction of one-of-a-kind cigar humidors. The festival's closing gala last Friday put six humidors on the auction block, including one donated by the family of Britain's Simon Chase, who's passed away in March 2019 after serving for several years as the festival's official auctioneer. Chase had worked for decades Hunters and Franco, a distributor of cigars in Britain. For the first time ever, a Cohiba brand humidor fetched more than $2.6 million at the festival auction. It was a surprise that shows the strength of cigars and their brands, especially Cohiba, the best known of the 27 brands we have, said Leopoldo Sintra, vice president of marketing at the Cuban state-managed cigar company Habanos, which organizes the festival. All proceeds from the auction are donated to Cuba's universal healthcare system. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel participated in the annual review of the achievements of tourism ministry in 2019, a sector that contributes the most to the country's economy, and which requires important financial and human resources to face the numerous attacks by the U.S. government, in which Cuba has been the victim. The meeting was also attended by Manuel Marrero, Prime Minister, Mercedes López Acea, member of the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, and Juan Carlos García Granda, head of the Ministry of Tourism. In the final report of the year 2019, the Minister of Tourism reaffirmed that it had been a complex year for tourism as a result of the resurgence of the U.S. blockade, the measures implemented by the Trump administration to further limit trips to the island and to reinforce the sector's existing deficiencies. Subjects discussed included quality of service, the need to present Cuba history and culture, investments, the use of new technology tools and social networks, as well as maintaining security systems and protection. Although the income plan was not fulfilled, to have reached the figure of more than 4 million tourists in the middle of this financial situation represents a victory, to the credit of the tourist industry in our country. Now, in the midst of these circumstances, we have to continue working on the quality of our services, the Cuban president said. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, in his final words, stressed that we should identify tourism as a sector that increases the Cuban economy and provides social benefits for all. Marrero insisted that despite all the restrictions, the tourist sector has not been discouraged and has continued to pursue initiatives. The new restrictive measures are not being used as an excuse. Marrero recommended further progress in e-commerce and the improvement of internet connectivity in the facilities, since it is necessary to continue automating the tourist system and its services. During 2019, Russia had been the market with the highest increase of visitors coming to Cuba, growing by 30% and taking an important place next to Canada and European nations such as France, United Kingdom, and Spain. The imposition of measures by the United States government against Cuba had an impact on the arrival of visitors, receiving a total of 4,275,561 visitors in 2019, representing a decrease of 9.26% compared to the previous year. Last year, 2,981 new rooms were put into operation. Through such hotels as the Prado y Malecón, Varadero International, Kempinski, and Muthu in Cayo Guillermo, as well as Encanto Hotels in Havana, Santi Spiritus, Camagüey, Jivara in the province of Holguín, and Santiago de Cuba. Some 4,005,000 visitors are planned for 2020. The evaluation and implementation of measures to stimulate the flow of foreign tourists will continue. Well, that's it for this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Abel Vasquez. I sat here today for Rach Gámez, and thanks for your company.